right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're talking about The Boys, which has been out for the past couple weeks on Amazon Prime, but first three episodes drop first, and then they're dropping the episode each week. So we're just going to take a look at the first five episodes. The whole thing behind The Boys is if the Justice League and or the Avengers were controlled by this evil corporation, how would they respond? That profits mean more than lives. That's kind of what happens. So is it really just a play on modern society and how modern society looks at things? So this season plays off a lot of those things. But last season, a core group of superheroes called the Seven. The Seven really are just analogs for like the Justice League. Each one of the Seven has some type of negative backstory, some type of drama with their backstories. And then you also have a character that's Huey. The very first episode, equivalent to The Flash, named A-Train, basically explodes his girlfriend right in front of him. He like runs through her and just, she explodes. There's this whole thing about how the company that owns the superhero covers things up. So there's this big mystery about what goes on, but the whole mystery is that they're creating superheroes. The superheroes aren't born that way. They're not coming from distant planets. They're given something called Compound V. So this season delve more into the whole trying to expose the company that creates the superheroes. Matt, you were the first one that started texting like, hey, The Boys season two, did you watch that? How did you feel about the first couple of episodes of The Boys season two?
I think out of everybody in the Beast Gang, I think I was probably the most excited one, because something new to watch on TV that hopefully didn't disappoint, especially coming off all the hype off of season one, which was more than fulfilled. I felt the first season of The Boys was amazing. So when it was coming out now, I was like, oh, this seems pretty good. Initially, the first episode for me started off with a bang. I thought it was pretty funny. And then episode two and three really slowed down, in my opinion, where characters had depth. It didn't seem that they had as much, or they were inconsequential. They were just there for filler time.
Yeah.
That's how I felt as far as the first three episodes. Episode four started picking it up. It's like, oh, okay, now there's a little twist. And the other brand new character is kind of like the new in thing. And then episode five, which I saw, restored my faith that this season, despite it only being eight episodes, can redeem some of the qualities that it had from season one. I think the one thing that this season does better than the first season, it dives a little bit more into the conflicts that characters have, whether it's within themselves, whether it's within their identity, whether it's their relationship with the public. And we do see comic book movies, we never really dive into that. It's just more, hey, good guy versus bad guy. Whereas in like how you said earlier, it's like, it's not just all about that. It's about how the public perceives it, which is what you would really do in real life. The collateral damage, especially when you see in all the other superhero movies, especially like with the Superman movies where buildings are being torn down, etc. And now you're dealing with it from a public perception, which I thought was a pretty good, outstanding thing to talk about. Very excited that episode five finally came within its tracks and that it's starting to get a little bit more in depth with its characters, in which the first three episodes failed to do.
All right, Keith.
I'm liking it so far. I can't disagree with Matt's assessment. Put more money into the budget, so it was a lot more special effects. I think episode four had that chase scene with a whale versus a boat, which was pretty damn funny. Read the comic books. They don't go to the extremes that the comic book did, and the comic book kind of went into just shock value. This one takes it front and center with this whole making it far more realistic in terms of a lot of the motivations and attitudes. The standouts, again, still remain the same from last season. The actor playing Homelander, he's just on point.
He played that whole maniacal. It would be if Superman went the injustice route of Superman and then psychopath.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. He's a narcissistic psychopath. He doesn't care about anyone but himself, and he doesn't think anyone can hurt him or anything can hurt him. Arrogance, like that he can do anything he wants to do as long as he can keep everyone on twofold. He wants everyone to love him, and he just wants to do what, be able to get away with and do whatever he wants to do. So he's basically just this spoiled man child that is spoiled. At the same time, he is insanely powerful,
and that,
so no one can touch him.
That actor's name is Anthony Starr.
he plays that character to a T. They put him in some jacked up situations, and his character just manages to surprise me with what he does every time.
He has daddy issues, mommy issues.
He's got all the issues. And the way he controls the Seven, the way he does subtle manipulations, it's just like this Queen Maeve.
Blackmailed her.
Manipulates her. He blackmailed her.
Last season, he was supposed to save a group of passengers on a plane. And then when he realized he had screwed up, he said he was going to laser eye all of them. Then he just flew off the plane with Queen Maeve and let the plane crash. And then gave a press statement like, oh man, that's so bad.
Yeah, blamed it on terrorists. And the boys are erstwhile heroes. They themselves aren't very heroic. Kind of just stayed true to what they started the first season. Just kept it going. And they managed to win a few surprises, like the female's brother popping up, their interactions with the Seven themselves, holding the Seven, not so much hostage, but having certain things that, I think, what was it, a cliffhanger from last season, being that the discovery about Butcher finds out what happened to his wife. The cliffhanger from that, just kind of tracking the way it did now. It's going pretty well. The new character, Stormfront, is good. Her gender swap actually plays into the storyline itself. Subtly gets into the Seven. You don't know where her allegiance lies or what she's playing at, other than the fact that she's a racist and just screwing with Homelander again. It's a very clever show, and I like it. I'm loving the characterizations and the acting in it. So it's good stuff so far.
Taking the wait and see approach, I would say that the first season hooked me after the first episode. I mean, even though you could just watch the whole thing all the way through, and agree with Matt that the second and third episodes really just slowed down a little bit, and like characters like Frenchie not as relevant as they should have been. He was pretty integral, obviously, in the first season, but and then with Butcher just kind of being out the first two episodes didn't really help Homelander's character, because he's still the idiot from the first season. He's just still manipulative. He still has his faults and his strengths, and he plays well off each other. That he is really insecure, but he puts on a good face of I'm justice and I doing things for America. There's a character named Starlight looking at the Justice League. It's just like the new member of the Justice League, and they're all happy, and everything is about truth and justice. And then she gets sexually assaulted by the Deep. And then this season, they're taking this whole spin on the Church of Scientology, forcing him into arranged marriages and trying to rehabilitate his character to get his character back into the Seven, which is like quite funny. Because I didn't understand where it was going. And it was like, well, do you want a Fresca? I'm like, what does that mean? I drink Fresca.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I'm just taking a wait-and-see approach. Giancarlo Esposito's character. There was a character in the previous season named Stillwell. I guess there might have been a gender swap there. She got laser-eyed by Homelander in the last episode. Because he got pissed off about that he was being lied to. There's Giancarlo Esposito's character that's taking over for Stillwell and trying to figure out what he's doing, but he also, I guess, is putting Stormfront into the Seven, so it's like, where is all that going? And then just the fact that the public knows that superheroes are created and not born that way. So, trying to see where all this goes. I mean, again, it's taking a lot of current themes, all that stuff is in this, and it's just really an analog for today's society, and all that stuff is just coming out in this. So, Matt, what score would you give the first five episodes, or how do you see the first five episodes tracking with the last few episodes?
I would give it overall 7.75, not quite an 8, only because the last few episodes actually helped redeem my faith in the writer's direction of not only the characters, but the storyline as a whole. Although I'll be sad that it's only going to be 8 episodes rather than, let's say, 10 or 12. I guess it'll have to hold me off till then, but I hope that they continue with its current trend of development and twists that can keep me at the edge of my seat, just like episode one did. So 7.75 with the potential to go to 9, maybe even 10.
I'm going to give it an 8. I actually liked the way it slowed down a bit, mostly because it got me a chance to catch up, kind of focus more on laying the groundwork for Stormfront and for what's going on with Butcher's character. I will agree about Frenchie and everything and not having much of a part to play. The last two episodes, 4 and 5, were nice, full of action, lots of comedy, lots of shocks, especially with that damn Homelander. And like, again, the boat versus the whale was just, that was unexpected. I didn't see that coming. I mean,
that was hilarious. That oh my gosh, it was.
it's like a rated R parody of the Justice League, what they will go through. And it's just like, what the? Give it an 8, mostly because I'm set up a pattern for what they did with the first season, because the first season had those slow episodes in the middle doing more world building than anything else. But again, I give it an 8, and I got a good sense that it's gonna pay off in the end and be at that level. But it hasn't broken any new ground in terms of what they did in the first season.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give it a 6 for right now. I like it, watch all the episodes, well, at least currently out, just back to back to back, but just need to see where it's going, because the arc of last season was pretty clear that you had a group of people trying to expose the superheroes. And this one, getting into all of the plots and plot points that they set up in the previous season. So it was like Kimiko's brother showing up and then all of a sudden, like, just dead. I thought he was probably going to hang around a little bit, but guess not. They were speaking Japanese in the proper form.
Oh my goodness.
Other things that really just are hooking me is just Homelander and Stormfront. I need to see where that relationship is going to. And then no one in this whole entire show, none of the major characters are clean. That they all have done something. Huey has killed somebody. Butcher is like just on a rampage just because he lost his wife for a certain point, but she's still alive. And Frenchie has a backstory. Mother's Milk lost his family, and then he's kind of caught up in all this mess. And Kimiko is technically a super to a certain extent. And then all the supers, they just all have their screwed up issues. So just need to see where it's going. That's all I can say. Just leave it at that. So that is the first couple of episodes of The Boys. We'll be back with the last couple of episodes once they all show up. And hopefully my scores will change. But that's the Beast Game Podcast.